Create a habit, an automaticity, So when these situations come up in your life, you act in a way that is rational and moral, the way, you know, you basically thought about it ahead of time. So then when the situation happens, you act the way that you want to act instead of just reacting. And what I wanted to offer you is an example of my own life that happened to where I can kind of illustrate what I'm talking about. So my daughter often goes to, actually every summer goes away to see her grandparents for the summertime, the grandparents' summer camp. And so I was home with her, and we were in a time crunch because we had to actually get her packed in order to go down to Florida. And so, you know, of course, that's what happens with children. You ask them to do something, and, you know, she gets distracted and goes and does something else. She wants to play with toys. She doesn't want to do anything. And of course, you know, with all the meditation, with all the hours of practice, of course, I flew off the handle. And it was a bad scene, you know. I can be a loud person, and she's a little girl, and she cried, and we had a big blow. And, you know, even with the mindfulness, with the ability to pay attention, right after, there would have been a time in my life where I would have been stewing about this and angry for hours. But almost immediately, within a minute after that happened, I was like, wait a second, what was I doing here? You know, why did I fly off the handle or something like this? I mean, I could have handled it better. So I just mentally noted that. And so, you know, you maintain a practice every day. So one of the practices that I tend to do when I'm meditating, if I do something, if I take some action that I think is unhelpful, what you do is when you're meditating is you can just practice using your attention and bring forth while you're meditating the scenario again in your imagination. And then you think through it rationally and say, well, how should I have reacted to this situation? And then you basically practice doing that thing, noticing how your body feels when the reactions come forth. You know, learning how to deal with that. Deciding, well, I should do X instead of Y. I shouldn't scream. I shouldn't, you know, demand this or that. I should step back and see, you know, what's properly to do. So I did that meditation for a while. Well, fast forward, we had another situation when she came back, which we were once again in the time crunch. And she was messing around and procrastinating as she does, because that's something she's gotten from me, ability to procrastinate. So, you know, the same, I noticed when we were in the time crunch, she was having to get ready for school, and she hadn't put her shoes on yet when the bus was coming, and we didn't have her stuff together. The same feelings that I had a couple months previously when I kind of flew off the handle came up, and I might have flown off the handle again. But through the practice and my meditation, what also came up in my attention was the feelings that I had when I was doing the right thing. So that gave me the space to kind of step back and say, well, I shouldn't act like this. It would be more useful if I had, like, why instead of that. So I did that, and she was much happier. The stuff got done better, and we were on our way. So basically, that example kind of shows that, and, you know, I encourage you to test it out yourself if you hone your attention, that you can kind of train your mind to act in ways that you find more useful. So I guess what I wanted to end with is an example that we can practice together to develop a character trait that's about yourself, a moral person. This is a practice that comes out of Buddhism. It's called loving kindness meditation. That's the Pali word is metta. And basically what you're trying to do is develop a mood or a character trait of compassion for people, even people who you may have problems with. So what I'll do is and if you just sit comfortably in your seat, try to get your spine erect and comfortable. You don't want to be stiff, you just kind of want to relax, but let your lungs kind of breathe easily. And kind of let gravity settle you into your seat. You can close your eyes very gently, or if you'd rather, you can gaze softly in front of you. Feel your body sitting. When you hear the bell, just try to follow the ringing of the bell until you can't hear the sound anymore. Just feel your body sitting on this feet. Try to feel the tension throughout your body, through your lower legs, your top legs, your head region. Feel the sensation in your back. A lot of people hold tension in your back. Just try to release it as you're checking your body. And know that you're sitting. Now gradually become aware of the feelings of the breath, just the mere sensations. Wherever it's more common to you, perhaps the nose or the chest. Just bring your curiosity to it and see if you can follow it from the very, very beginning to the middle and transition towards the middle. That's the end. And a lot of times in meditation, we'll just follow the breath. But here we're trying to bring attention to this meditation. So if you find yourself thinking, simply come back to the feeling of the breath in the background. Try to bring in intention of friendliness, of loving friendliness, of kindness. And bring that free from danger. Not just physical danger, but also danger of unhelpful mental states, anxiety. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. Just bringing those feelings of to yourself. Just feel where it feels in your body, wherever it manifests. May it be truly free from danger. May it be truly healthy. May it be truly happy. May it truly live. And you can bring forth before us somebody dear to us, somebody we love deeply, somebody we care about. As best we can, we can imagine them before us as if they're sitting before us. We can kind of imagine a feeling of reaching out from your heart towards them, those feelings of love and kindness and friendliness. Say to them, someone who we have difficulty with, someone from our work who gives us a hard time, a public figure perhaps who calls the saints, somebody who makes us feel comfortable when we have this core that we can imagine them before us. We can offer them that same friendliness with the understanding that just like everybody else, they want to be happy. Those whatever feelings come up. If it helps, just picture yourself there beside them. And offer them that same loving kindness because they truly are the same way that we are. And we can extend the circle even further to everybody in this room. May all of us be free from danger. Now we can give our attention and just back to the breath, in and out, as we're sitting here. The moment I'll hear the bell again, and just like before, just try to listen for the bell until you just cannot hear you, or try to catch that moment, the sound is no longer there. So that's the practice. That's an ancient meditation that can be used to develop compassion for people. There's been more than one teacher that I've heard who says that if you develop that metta, that loving kindness, that can actually help with your mindfulness. The only thing that I'll leave you here, hopefully, is that this is something that you can try now. I encourage you to try it on your own, just to see what happens. It may or may not for you, but it's a tool that you can use, and you can even turn it into something deeper, as I've mentioned. If you have any questions about this, like I said, I'm more than willing to blow you about it. So feel free to come to the meditation group if you want to start a practice, and I'm more than willing to answer any questions. Is that? Oh, the meditation group is here. The sanctuary doesn't be used, and then you go to the Discovery Hall at 1 o'clock on Saturdays. I'm happy to have lunch with you ahead of time. If you just let me know ahead of time, I'll come by at noon. Some of the people sometimes come to lunch, so we can have some talking before that. And so I encourage everybody to try it out. Just have the confidence that if you just keep at it and make a commitment to it, I do believe it can make